Good morning, everyone. Friday, my favorite day of the week. Thank you for being a part of wrapping this wonderful week up. What a great time we've had together in our morning sessions. God's speaking some good things to us. Some meditations that we've had. We started off the week with a direction from the Lord. And I encouraged you to do some practice. I'd like to hear from some of you when you get some time to send me a note on some of the things God talked to you about. It'd be exciting to hear that. But this is Friday, and my morning voice is being lubricated as I talk. Amen. I guess I need to go outside early in the morning and sing real loud. Maybe that would help. Except the neighbors wouldn't appreciate it. Well, my thoughts today as I wrap the week up and we prepare for this Saturday as I'm teaching, thank you for lifting us in prayer. We're doing I'm involved in a three-day teaching. I'm doing just the last few hours of it on Saturday on engaging the supernatural. And you and I love that. If you're listening to me very long, you've got a hunger for the supernatural, for the things that God wants to show us and we haven't quite grasped yet. Well, Saturday afternoon, I'll be doing that. Thanks for your prayers. There's two scripture verses that have anchored me since I was a boy. And as I developed and matured, they only increased in their grip on my soul and my spirit. Genesis 1, 26 and 27, Luke 16 and 15. Both of them are commands by the same God to the same people, his children. In the first verse that I quoted in Genesis 1, 26 and 27, he tells us to go in, pardon me, he tells us that he will make man in his own image, in their own image, and let them have dominion in his likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish, over the birds, over the cattle, over all, over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Now, if I was in my youth, I would say that we are in charge of all creeps. I won't say that now. I'm more mature. So that's the framing of the desire of God, the Father, why we came. Have you experienced yet? If you haven't, you're probably not over 25. Get up in the living room, go in the bedroom, and then you forget what you went for. And you have to go back and pick it up again in the atmosphere. Oh, yeah, there we go. And then you go back and get it. Now, we laugh about it. And we say, well, that's old age. But really, we experience that all the time in the spirit. God gives us command. We go, and then we forget what we went for. After a while, we turn into another person. We don't have the fire. We don't have the Holy Ghost urge anymore. We forget why we were sent. There's a story, one of the stories of David, one of our great characters in the Old Testament. And he's home because he's the king. He's not in battle anymore, so he's an older king. And they need a messenger to run home and tell him about the battle. And there's an eager messenger, a runner, and he just kind of takes off, runs and beats the man with the message. And when he gets there, he has no message. And the king's not happy with him. I'm not sure if he got his head taken off, but he didn't get promoted, put it that way. Running without a message is fruitless and dangerous. Running without a message gets us off the track, in trouble, and sidetracked. The message, the direction and the purpose that we were sent with is the reason and the thing that keeps us motivated. Now, again, another David illustration. We could try to pick up someone else's armor, like Saul tried to push off on him when he was going to go after Goliath. But he was young enough to not be swayed by popularity and by the influence of, great people, movie stars and rich people. Oh, my. One of those people walk into the room and we just, No. Come on now. Everyone has a message. Everyone has a purpose. So stay on it. My apostle told me a story that has an illustration years ago. I never get it right, but I get it close. They're at the dance, and the old boy's dancing. Someone comes up and wants to change partners. And the slogan is, you got to dance with the one that brung you. Now, my apostle was from Arkansas, so he used Arkansas language. You got to dance with the one that brung you. Well, that's the whole secret of longevity, success, and peace. If you're trying to put someone else's armor on all the time, you're going to be miserable. We go to a convention, we go to a seminar, we come home all fired up, trying to pick up somebody else's vision and armor. Now, I'm well aware that there's good things we can pick up, how to operate a children's ministry and make sure we don't hurt the little creatures, how to have a youth ministry, make sure we have organization and keep a calendar and mow the lawn and paint the church. All those things are good tips. But when it comes to the vision, when it comes to the purpose, now, outside the church framework, you have a call and you have a purpose. You say, well, I've never been called to preach. I'm not a missionary. I guess I'm just a dirt clod. Now, you're God's choice for your world. He took your gruff and rough ways, or he took your dainty, know how to decorate and know how to, fix everything right. He took that and placed you right where he wanted you because he gave you the go command. Now, the second verse is the one that fired me up as a young man, that sent me out at 15. I left home at 15 the first time, went and helped my sisters in a revival. And I traveled some in those years with my dad, and he let me preach on Friday night just before he did. And I would get up there and spout off some. And I actually preached my first sermon at 7, but it wasn't really all that cool, on faith or something. Probably lasted 2 minutes. Anyway, the go message, the go word, has stimulated the Christian church missionary effort from the very first moment Jesus said it. And the scripture says that after he said it, they went into all the world. They went out and preached everywhere. You ever preach in everywhere? Everywhere, Kentucky, everywhere, Virginia, everywhere, nowhere. Yeah, I've been there. God sent me in the early days to places nobody could find. The outhouse out behind the church. I remember I was preaching in Sutherland, Oregon back in the 60s. And we were going to have, it was Monday night, we're going to have a fellowship meeting. And so the pastor went out and dug a new hole for the outhouse. Now that's how you dress up a country church. When I was preaching, I could see the cars driving by on the gravel road through the slats, the shiplap cracks, had no siding on it. Okay, now enough of that. The go message. I speak that into your spirit on this Friday. Let the strength of the Holy Ghost stir your heart and stir that go message one more time. Now, if you're an educator, if you're a contractor, a businessman, a housewife, a husband that is in under the authority and the strength of leadership in the house, all those things are positions that God has put you in. I told you some months ago, God spoke to me when I was driving down our little main street. He said, what if everybody in town was a plumber? Now, a few days ago, I needed a plumber, and I called a plumber. Thank you, Jesus, for plumbers. But what if everybody in town was a carpenter? I needed a plumber. I'd be in trouble, wouldn't I? So God knows how, as Paul said, everyone has a place. Everyone has a part. Everyone's a part of the body. Not all people are eyeballs and ears and, you know, hands and elbows, feet. Everybody has a part of the body. So be it. Be the part God's called you. Be bold. Be strong. Sounds like a song if you're old enough. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you. I am not ashamed, it goes on to say. Well, I forget the song, but I'm hearing it in my head right now. Glory to God. I bless you in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your spirit will be awakened and you'll feel the ageless anointing. It's ageless. The ageless power, the passion, the ageless passion. Amen. My dad stepped through the veil at 92. He called me up when he was 79 or 80. He says, I'm going to take another church. Now, this was like 22 or so churches. I've lost track. It's in there somewhere. He actually started about 10 of them. He's 80. I'm going to take another church. I said, Dad, you got to be kidding me. Take it easy. Have fun. Lay back. No, not the old boy. He had a passion to pastor. He loved people. He loved ministering in the hospitals and calling on the sick and loving people. He did it until he was 92. He preached Sunday and died a couple days later, right up to the end. Why? Because the passion and the purpose and the go message that drops in our heart never changes. Now, God gave us a lot of commands. Gave us a command to be faithful to our wives and husbands. He gave us a command to love one another. He gave us a command to love our children, support those who we walk with. He gave us a command to pray for those who despitefully use us. Pray for our leaders. Those are all directives from the Father. You and I need to have the go message in that, so where we don't stop doing what's right. Amen. Well, this is a good day to be alive. I bless you in Jesus' name. I release in you the passion of God. Hallelujah. Well, Sunday night, we'll meet again. Until then, be sure and subscribe if you haven't. Send me a note. Give me a thumbs up. You know, do all the things that make the internet sing. We're on a podcast that you can tune into. Let me give it to you right there. It's on the bottom of the screen. Podcast. I've just signed up for a new podcast platform on Podomatic. I'm going to add some ministry to that. It goes into a different part of the earth. I'm getting response on the podcast from all over the earth. Now, it's not massive yet. Told you last week, I had 28 people download me in Saudi Arabia, Belarus, United Kingdom, France, Spain, Germany, and so forth. Now, why is that important? Well, it's important to me because someone will get a nugget and it'll change their life. Oh, I'll never, you know, maybe never know about it. But God does, and that's the important thing. Hallelujah. All right, well, we will see you on Sunday night. Thank you for your for your tuning in today. And until then, be blessed. Don't forget, God's on your side.